Let me add some fuel to this fire. So what's happening to my friend might seem normal, though, to some people. I look at it and go like this. Not only is this not normal, it's unacceptable. It's so profoundly egregious that the profession, the vocation in which this is occurring, if we had a guild, would bring to an end the entity that is causing the suffering and pain. But yet it still exists. Not only does it exists profitably. Amongst a sect of people that should just reject it and should say, really? You guys did that? And then you compound this and that and the other. Yesterday was Father's Day. You know, the placard for today's show, if you ever go to the MikeChurch.com site, and there's a new video up there, by the by, teaching you how to cook perfect barbecue ribs. Not that. Not that I have a lock on it, but I think I have the method down. The placard for today says thus, Father's Day should put an end to all pride celebrations. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, it's pretty simple. If you have actual fathers, now again, let's do a 62-38%. It's probably a high number. 62% of men, look, I'm just making a number up, but I'm just for comparison's sake. 62% of men take the role that whether they intended to be a father or not, they are. Only 62% take the role seriously and take it so seriously that it is the most important thing that they do. While 38% don't take it seriously, don't think it's important, and may not even attempt. I'd say the numbers are probably higher. I'm probably undershooting this. It's probably less than half of men that would fall into that serious, this is the most important thing that I can do category. Take, for example, while I'm rambling here, how many bishops in the United States have condemned politicians, or even now recently with Bishop McManus condemning that, basically telling that school in Massachusetts, stop calling yourself Catholic, you're not. I'm ordering you, under pain of excommunication or whatever the language was, to stop calling you're not. You keep flying the Black Lives Matter, the pride, and the tranny flags. You're contravening what is known teaching of the faith. You're doing it publicly. You're scandalizing those that are trying to practice and are trying to be faithful publicly when they are in public. And I'm ordering you to stop. So now you have Bishop Corleone who told Nazi Pelosi. Did you, Maggie, can you bring that clip up from, I know you're going to hate me for this. Yep, she's in. It's a Maggie Minute through four panes of glass. You could probably hear. I knew you were going to ask me. Well, we did kind of talk about it. Nazi Pelosi was asked by an interviewer whether or not she agreed with Papa Francis, Pope Francis, and his statements about abortion. All right, hear it. Listen.
St. John Paul II said in Evangelium Vitae that abortion is murder, and Pope Francis told the Pontifical Academy for Life that abortion is truly murder. Do you agree with Pope Francis and Pope John Paul II that abortion is murder?
What I agree on is that whatever I believe or agree with the popes on is not necessarily what public policy should be in the United States, as people make their own judgments, honor their own responsibilities, and attend to the needs of their families.
Next.
Madam Speaker, actually, as far as the abortion case is concerned, there has been a number of attacks on churches, on crisis pregnancy centers. Republicans are going after Democrats for not saying anything, and they're saying that your rhetoric is contributing to these attacks on these crisis pregnancy centers.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right. Other countries, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, have had initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose. Very Catholic countries. I'm a very Catholic person.
No, you're not.
And I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions.
Now, this is now beyond scandal. This was, what she was doing previously was scandalous, scandalizing someone like me. She's now scandalizing. A couple of things have to be pointed out here. Number one, the Pope does.
I have agreed with some of what the previous popes have said.
It's not the position. Those of you that aren't Catholics, you'll find this interesting because you have been basically lied to. The Pope does not walk around with a coterie of transcriptionists following him, writing down his every word. Yes, I'm a pop. I'm the papa. Yes, I wanted the basil on the pizza. Oh, we all had to have basil on pizza now. There's not a coterie of people following the Holy Father around, transcribing his every word and his every pronunciation. Most of it is his opinion. This is personal, private opinions, just like it's yours. And then communicating it or writing it down, and just in case one of us contravenes something that he said, so that we can be yelled at, forced down on our knees, and then punished for disobeying the Pope. This is a bunch of malarkey propaganda that was made up by the early English Protestants in the 16th century, and then it spread to parts of France and Spain. That's just an abject lie. That's not how it works. As a matter of fact, let me just say to you, it would be extremely rare. Say a Holy Father lives an average of 8 years. I don't know what the number is. I'm just guessing. So I'm just saying it's 8 years. In 8 years, it would be, unless there was a war going on or something that required his constant attention to world affairs, it would be pretty rare that he would actually say or write anything that would be requisite on all Catholics to know. And then to conform their minds that, well, this is the teaching now. You have to believe this. As a matter of fact, in his very confusing encyclicals, if you want to know about Pope Francis, Papa Francis, and Laudato Si, for example, there's really nothing in there that can compel or command a change in church teaching. It's hinted at, but he doesn't say it.